The more stuff you own, the more your stuff owns you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get a simple explanation of why accumulating more and more stuff doesn't make you happy. Enjoy.
After you've got your basic needs met, getting more stuff, more money, or more likes won't make you any happier. To prove this point, let's run a little experiment. This is Matt, or me, if I'm not speaking in third person. He just started an Instagram account, and when his first photo goes live, he's excited to see all the notifications come pouring in. This photo of some palm trees got 12 likes. Awesome. The next photo gets 13 likes, after that 12, then 14 likes. But next he uploads a picture of his legs on the beach, and people get weirded out. This photo only gets 2 likes. His parents are very supportive. All right, now let's fast forward 1 year. Today, Matt opens up his Instagram to find out that he's got 50 likes on his last upload. By all accounts, he should be thrilled. But he's not. See, over the course of the past year, his audience has grown, and he's gotten more and more likes per photo. With really great photos, he'd get over 100. He'd come to expect more out of each post. Think about this for a minute. At one point, I was happy to get 12 likes for every photo, but now when I'm getting over 4 times that number, I'm not satisfied. There's a bigger picture at play here, and it has something to do with our happiness. Hedonic adaptation is a theory that says that humans tend to quickly return to a relatively stable level of happiness. As our expectations rise, our desires increase as well. The result? No long-lasting increase in well-being. This is why, in the long run, we're not happier when we get more stuff, more money, or more followers. Now, of course, money is a little bit different from likes. Likes don't keep the electricity on or put food on the table. We all need our basic needs met. In my life, there have been times when I've had a lot of money and close to no money. If given the choice, I take a lot. But I think we need to be honest with ourselves about how much money we truly need to be happy. We need to answer the question, how much is enough? That's the question entrepreneur and blogger Melissa Griffin asked herself when she felt swept up in the rat race. She'd been running a successful business for years, but that itch for more never went away.
I started the year thinking, I want to help people and I want to teach people and I want to help them grow their own businesses because this has been so fun and fulfilling for me. And then it turned into this thing of, well, now that I'm at this level, I need to go for the next level. And now that I hit this goal, I need to shoot for the next goal. And it always became this thing where it was like, what's next? What's next? What's next? And never taking time to think, is this actually fulfilling me? Am I really helping people? Am I still remembering all the reasons why I started this whole business and blog in the first place? Or am I forgetting what my real purpose is? And it kind of happened when I was at a conference last year. I actually just went to the same conference again a couple weeks ago. I was at this conference, this spoken word artist named NQ, I think he lives in LA. He was performing and he talks a lot about kind of this type of stuff. It talks a lot about politics and about how we get caught up in the rat race and how we need to remember kind of our connection and that's not just what life is all about, money and status and all of that kind of stuff. And I remember just sitting in this auditorium and everyone else was like, yeah, he's so good. Oh my gosh, this guy's great. And I was like trying to hide the fact that I was bawling because it hit me. And I was like, oh my God, I am that person. And I'm the person that I never thought I would become and never wanted to be, that I was so focused on the growth and the comparison, being the best and all those types of things. And so I remember at that conference during lunch, my friends were like, do you want to go get something to eat? Because that's what we would do each break during the conference. And I was like, no, I'm going to take this by myself. And I walked to a CVS, bought a little yellow notebook and a pen, bottle of water. And I walked to a park and sat at a table by myself and just wrote out everything that I'd been feeling over the past year about how I wasn't being honest with my identity and how I was getting wrapped up in something that didn't feel like me. And and started to make plans for how I could change that about myself and about my business and what I focus on. And since then, that was about a year ago. Since then, we've made a lot of shifts. We've started focusing more on giving back and doing charitable things, and also just focusing less on the numbers and more on the people, and how are we helping people, and how are we creating community in a deep, intimate way. And the money comes. Like, it still comes, and that's not even a factor anymore. It's kind of like when you start focusing on the things that actually matter, at least this is my experience, then the things that you want or the things that you need will come anyways. And you'll be happy because you're focusing on your true purpose and true mission, and your business will still be growing. So that's been my experience with just kind of coming back to, this is what I actually need in my life. This is what's actually fulfilling for me, versus getting wrapped up in that, like you said, the rat race.
These emotions are wired so deep, they're difficult to reprogram. It takes a daily practice, a continued focus on asking these difficult questions before you can internalize a feeling of contentment, until you can finally say, I have enough.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.